Thank you. And who would like to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'll do it.
Okay, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I will. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Lamaya, can I ask you to rename yourself? You're confusing me with the healthcare district. I keep thinking you're Linda. Okay, so call to order, I did. Linda, would you do a roll call, please?
You're muted.
Director Foley?
Here.
Director R. Macedonio?
Here.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Here.
Director Lois Peralta? And Chair Karen Macedonio?
Here. So we also have Alex, we have David, we have Linda, and we have Wendy and Ellen. I'm assuming that you know their last names.
Yes.
Okay, there are public. Moving on, I'm going to bypass comments by the board president. We have no public presentation. Going to item 7, since we have Wendy and Ellen with us, I'm going, we don't have an approval of the agenda on this. The agenda doesn't ask for an approval. So we need to add that in, but I'm going to ask that we wait on the BHI contract until after we have done the SDRMA insurance so that we can be polite to our guests. So that would move item number 7 to after item number 11. So can I ask for an approval of the agenda, please?
I'll motion.
I'll second.
Thanks, Lamaya. Thanks, Richard. And roll call, please, Linda.
Director Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Yes.
And Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. Okay, so moving on to items number 8, 9, and 10, which are the approvals of the all the paperwork that comes from SDRMA. Wendy and Linda, Wendy and Ellen, do you want me to start with questions or do you want to start with telling me things that may answer the questions?
Did you have any questions?
Yeah. Where is the E&O insurance? I did not see it mentioned. Is it rolled into something I'm not seeing?
Yes, that's part of the package coverage with the liability coverage. Let me see if I can find the actual quote that I sent to you. Do you have the quote in front of you?
I don't have the quote. I have the pages that David sent.
Okay. So the errors and omissions coverage for the employees and officers are included with the $2.5 million limit that was quoted for the district.
Okay, so we have a page that's missing out of the documents that the board's looking at, which is the actual quote. Am I understanding that correctly, David?
No, the quote was in last the board package for the regular meeting. Is that correct, Wendy, that showed that the quote included all those things?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll refer back to that, to the regular meeting, and that's where that's included. And then my next question is, we have a number of pages in this packet that need to be completed or signed by me, but at this point they're a form without, they haven't been completed. How does that, how do we address that?
There's the joint powers agreement that needs to be signed. There's a crime application that needs to be completed, but that does not require the board signatures. You can have Linda or whoever to complete that. There's the application of consent to self-insure, which is for the Department of Industrial Relations for the state of California. That is a 4-page application, and then the 5th page is the actual resolution that needs to be passed. So you have the resolution to join the SDRMA workers' compensation and property liability programs, and then there's the resolution for that, the state application for the workers' compensation insurance.
So I think what we need is clarification. And our ability to get coordinated, I don't see that happening, obviously, tonight. So if the board approves it tonight, are we not covered until Linda can fill out certain aspects and Karen can sign as board president certain things?
Right. But you have the your property liability policy is expiring on the 19th, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so as long as we can get the signatures and then emails, we can get the original documents taken care of later. So I guess it would, if there was somehow the signatures can take place and then scanned emails or the scanned copies can be sent over.
So we can bind coverage with scanned copies. We'll just need the originals eventually. So hopefully, Ms. Board President, you can provide those signatures for the binding documents before the 19th, and then Linda or David scans them over, and we'll bind the coverage.
Okay, so that works. So Linda and David, when can we fill out these forms that I need to sign?
I can come in on Wednesday, and I have some other things for you to sign, so I'll just come in on Wednesday.
Okay, so you and I will coordinate Wednesday and get right. It signed, and that way we can get it to Ellen and Wendy, and then we should be in good shape. Okay, so Wednesday is the 14th, right?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct. And just to make sure everybody understands that coverage cannot start until those signatures are made. So even though if you make a motion tonight to vote on it, it will not go into place until those signatures are on the documents.
Okay, we're fine because we've got till the 19th. And David, I'm assuming with the workers' comp, we've already paid that and we're going backwards anyway, right?
Well, we haven't paid it, but we're going to get dinged for a portion of it. So, yeah.
Okay, all right. So we don't have...
Based on what we're talking about, I want to make sure I'm correct that I believe I can let the broker know that we're not going to renew on the I'll call the morning of the 15th and say we're not going to renew the property liability policy, and then also let State Fund know that we're canceling effective the 15th.
I would make sure that Wendy and Ellen have the signed forms in their hand.
Yeah.
Before you make that phone call.
And now, by the signed forms, the scan copy is okay for now, right? On the, like if we do this on Wednesday and do the scan that day?
Yes.
You can take care of it then?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then we'll follow up by mailing the originals.
Yes, please.
Okay, so do we need individual motions, or can we do it as a whole based on page 46, which is the actions required to secure membership? And it has everything there listed, all 7. Can we do that as one motion?
I would probably depend on your legal counsel to answer that question. Just based on the way the agenda is presented, it looks like they're individual motions, and you may need to just do them individually for each document that's been included in your agenda.
However, well, that doesn't list everything that's on page 46. Alex, will you look at page 46, please?
And where is this listed on the agenda? This is item 8, correct?
Well, it's a combination. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but in the second page of the agenda, it lists items 8, 9, and 10 that represent the membership documents to join SDRMA's programs. So those are listed as individual motions on the agenda. That's why I was thinking you may need to take the motion and action on each one.
I think we should take them in succession. We could do it quickly, but they're listed separately. Do these, just so I'm clear, because there's a lot of pages in this attachment. Do 8, 9, and 10 represent all of the actions that are necessary to finalize approval of all of these policies, or is there anything further?
There's more.
No. Those three motions that I'm reading right now, we have number 8 is the joint powers agreement. Number 9 is the resolution number 8 would be the resolutions to join SDRMA for the property liability program and the workers' compensation program. Number 9 is the resolution for the JPA. And then number 10 is the state resolution. Wendy, I don't know if they've got everything on here.
Declaring the governing body members and volunteers shall be deemed employees of the district for purposes of providing workers' comp.
Right, that's different. That's so you can cover your board members. Oh no, you're right. So number 9 is for the workers' compensation. We're not looking. We don't have your full packet. Let me see if I can pull it up and look at it real quick.
This is it right here. I don't see the application for the Department of Industrial Relations. So attachment 4.
Well, is the application for the Department of Industrial Relations board generated, or is that just staff generated?
Well, the page 5 of that application is a resolution. So the first 4 pages can be completed by a staff member, but the state does require that a resolution be passed that you're acknowledging you're making application for the certificate of consent to self-insure.
Okay.
So we can get the other documents first. The resolution to join the workers' compensation and property liability programs with SDRMA, the signature for the joint powers agreement, and then the resolution for the governing body members and volunteers. We can follow up. Since it's not included in here, you can submit that application to me at a later time. I've already submitted a request to the DIR for an interim request, which means that gives us 180 days to get the final application in. So it gives us some time.
So Alex,
so that would, you could follow up in another meeting to pass the resolution for that state application. We can still get coverage started.
Look at page 46.
What's the heading on the document you say that's missing?
It's the application for the certificate of consent to self-insure.
Yeah,
it's actually the Department of Industrial Relations application. So it's a different resolution that's listed in your packet on page 48. That's the resolution to join the SDRMA property liability and workers' compensation program.
Okay, did you look at page 12 of the board packet? That's not it?
Page 12.
We're scrolling. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
So where is that? I'm trying to find that on the agenda.
I know. I didn't see it in the agenda. That's what we were comparing to the agenda. Sorry.
So just I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. Are the three items here, 8, 9, and 10, that's sufficient if these resolutions are passed to get coverage, but a separate resolution will be necessary in the future to cover this application to DIR?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And we see it in your agenda packet. Page 16 is the resolution we're talking about. But what we're struggling with is we're not seeing it listed on the actual agenda document
for the action. And,
for the action.
And it wouldn't be,
I didn't catch that one as being a resolution. Sorry.
So that's just a rule that it requires a separate resolution. It wouldn't be included in one of these other categories?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because it's a separate resolution for the State of California Department of Industrial Relations. The one that we have, the two that we have listed in the action items on your agenda are for SCRMA.
I see.
Alex.
And sorry, go ahead.
My question, Alex, would be with the, even though the resolution's not specifically mentioned for what we're stating, it appears in the overall package. Would we be able to get away with approving that, or should we just hold off until our next regular meeting since we have 180 days?
Well, it sounds as though the state is requiring magic words in a resolution that has a certain title. So it if I'm understanding correctly, it's not so much that it's a Brown Act problem, but it's what they want to see passed. So in my mind, as far as Brown Act requirements go, approval of joining SDRMA probably provides sufficient notice that they're going to be going through various other steps required to do that, the means to the end. But it seems like we have to just pass this other resolution at some point. But if there's not a serious clock on it, we can just do that at the next regular meeting.
When is your next regular meeting?
It's not until August 3rd. But Alex, I don't like this open-ended stuff. Is there a way that we can amend one of these motions to include all the stuff that's on page 46 so that we can do all of this now?
Well, I'm not really familiar with this requirement from the Department of Industrial Relations, but it sounds as though they are requiring particular language in the resolution and the agenda that's not there. So, you know, from the point of view of the Brown Act, if these are all the steps of joining SDRMA for property, it should be acceptable. But if it's a specific resolution with language, I don't think that can be inserted in at this point.
So this is Ellen. Based on what I'm seeing, you have the necessary resolution and approved motions noted on the agenda to join the property liability program. We're just lacking the resolution for the state, which refers to the workers' compensation program, which I think you guys have a little bit of time. So if you pass the resolutions that are currently noted on the agenda, we can bind the property liability package coverages before the 19th as needed. And then it's your regular board meeting at the beginning of August. Sorry, did you want to interrupt?
Well, I was going to say that, sorry, Ellen, I apologize. On the resolution 2021-07-01, it does notate property liability and workers' compensation program. So if these are passed today, they could bind both workers' compensation and property liability. We could do the workers' compensation once we receive signatures, and then the property liability upon expiration of the current policy in place. because I have already submitted an interim application to the state, which gives us 180 days to get the final application, and that includes that resolution.
Okay.
So, sorry, I just wanted to clarify. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So then maybe the recommendation would be that we go through what's noted on the agenda, and then when we're done approving what's on the agenda, Ellen and Wendy, you tell us what you're still going to need so that we make sure and get it on the agenda for the August 3rd meeting.
Okay, exactly. That's perfect.
Okay, so we can do that. Now, Alex, because I'm thinking of in the future and these loose ends, can we then go back and reference this and pick up the 7 items on page 46 and have them all in one set of documents rather than piecemeal scattered through various meetings?
Yes, and that's I think that's a good approach, so that when that agenda is referenced, it'll all be there together. You know, when there's an emergency situation, we can get non-agenda items on. And it sounds like from this discussion, there's really not an emergency here to get this particular resolution passed.
Okay.
So I would say just clean it up.
Okay, so we'll pass these 3 and then we'll clean it up on August 3rd with all the items on page 46 on a single agenda, so that we are getting the whole thing if anybody ever goes back and look. Okay, so I am going to ask for a motion on item 8. Will somebody make the motion?
I did, but I was muted. I'll make the motion.
Okay, can I have a second, please?
I'll second.
That was Ruby and Richard. Okay, and roll call, please, Linda.
You're muted, Linda. Okay.
Director Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director LaMaya Patrick?
Yes.
And Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. Moving on to item 9, I'd like to have a motion, please.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Director R. Macedonio. Second?
Second.
That's Ruby. Thank you, Ruby. Roll call, please, Linda.
Director Ruby Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director LaMaya Patrick?
Yes.
Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. Moving on to item 10, approval of resolution 2021-702. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Director R. Macedonio. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director Foley. Roll call, please.
Director Ruby Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director LaMaya Patrick?
Yes.
And Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. Okay, so to recap quickly, we have these 3 forms, which we need to have signed and scanned and emailed to Wendy and Ellen on Wednesday the 14th. They will be able to work with the email followed up by original signatures, and we will bring the entire 7 items back on from page 46 on the 3rd of August. Everything works fine as far as Ellen and Ruby are concerned?
Yes.
Or Ellen. Ellen and
Wendy,
you guys can't have the same last syllable. Okay. Okay, so moving on. Thank you very much. If you guys would like to stay, we'd love to have you. If you want to leave, why, we appreciate very, very much that you've come to help us figure out how to do this better.
Well, no problem. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to item 11. This is going to have to be nothing, I guess. There has not been a meeting with the city yet. It is not even scheduled as an action item on the agenda for tomorrow. It's a presentation only. So there is no knowledge for us as to how to work with the city.
Madam President, is this program strictly in the district working with the city, or is there someone that we can contact to work directly?
Money has to go to the city from the county.
Okay.
So who's going to make the presentation?
Well, it's essentially what Lamaya already talked about. So there's really nothing new here.
So we're going to table it for the August 3rd meeting unless something critical comes up before then?
Yeah, let's do that. So let's table item 11 till August 3rd. Okay. And then going back to item number 7, which is the BHI contract. And I am not looking at what Brent said. David, you want to give us a recap of what he said?
Yeah, let me try to pull it up here. This is what he sent. I'll just read it. It's brief. Subject: this is addressed to the board of directors. The purpose of this letter is to formalize a request that our services be extended through the month of October 2021. Currently, BHI's contract would have expired in August of 2021 at the 6-month point. The terms of our association do not change. This extension proposal does not change the current terms or scope of services. Mr. Aranda is to devote 30 hours per month and Mr. Ives at 6 hours a month at a fixed fee price of $4,100 per month. Expenses for miscellaneous expenses, those related to travel for district purposes to and from the district for Mr. Aranda's home, will continue to be charged and detailed in each monthly invoice. Thank you for your confidence in BHI. We look forward to assisting the district needs. Respectfully, Brent H. Ives.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. When we approved up to 30 hours, that is not in these documents. How far did we approve that? I thought we approved that for 2 months.
I agree with you. And I had sent an email. I mean, I'm just talking frankly. I had sent an email to Brent that he do a little more outlining of this. So my recommendation to this board would be to possibly reformat what you'd like to be for the agreement to be, because what we talked about was up to 30, I thought.
That's what I thought. But yeah. Also, I thought it was 1,200 rather than 1,000, which would make it 4,300. But I'm okay with all of those details as long as on page 5 that we get this single sentence: the board of directors receive a written report at each regular board meeting during the term of the engagement outlining the findings for the prior month. And I think we can do that with just the timesheet, whatever we're tracking. Doesn't have to be a formal report. And then the approach for the next month of activities, which is what we did in our last meeting.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Madam President, is there would be more detail on the timesheet. The timesheet would provide the board with more detail specifically of my time. And then using the example of our previous meeting last week, we prioritized a few of those items. So we would update those at the next meeting and then have more items to continue to work on.
Correct. That's what I would recommend.
I'm fine with that if the board is. Yeah.
Okay. So board members, does anybody have any comment on that? Director R. Macedonio?
No, I do not.
Director Foley?
I do not.
Director Patrick?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so we have a format that we worked on the last month. We will continue that at the regular meeting, and we will be utilizing the time cards to see what we did past rather than investing time to create a historical report, because we will be focusing on what we're doing to move forward. Okay, so I'm okay with this. And what the one thing that we need out of Brent, David, we need to figure out how we're going to complete the vision and the mission statement. And
correct. I
think we need to cut that down into 1 hour increments. That 2 hours was just too much, too slow, too draggy. It didn't seem to work for any of us.
Okay. I'll pass that along.
Okay. So we'll go ahead. Can I have a motion to extend the BHI contract for an additional 2 months, which would go to October based on what we've talked about?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Director Macedonio. A second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Lamaya. And vote, please. Roll call, Linda.
Director Ruby Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Yes.
Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. So the one change that has gone on is our contract with Sean no longer exists. But David, that's what you and Richard are going to meet and talk about on Monday.
Correct.
And then we also have a fire department inspection on Monday, right?
Correct.
So depending on...
What you know what time that's going to happen, David? The fire.
I have it written at home. I don't have it on my phone or with me. I can let you know, Richard.
Yeah. Please, maybe then we can all be there at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then that'll give us some direction, and then we can start working on planning how we're going to move forward. But also with this emergency with the BART's air conditioning, we probably need to pick up the pieces of the SoCal REN project and see where we are. But we can talk about that when you get back, or Richard can talk to you, and we'll bring that back for the August 3rd meeting.
Is there, I just lost my agenda on my phone. Is there a spot for me to say something before we close out the meeting?
Mm-hmm. We're coming up.
I'll wait for that. I have something to report to the board.
Okay, so future agenda items. Director Foley, future agenda item?
None at this time.
Director Macedonio, R?
Nothing.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Yes.
You have a future agenda item?
Just the thing I already discussed. Or we're just going to wait until we meet with the city and then we're not going to rediscuss it, or...
Well, we can't really do anything. This is up to the city, so we're kind of waiting for them to take an action.
Okay, so no, I don't.
Okay, I have nothing. Director's comments for non-agenda items. Director Foley?
None at this time.
Will you be prepared to report, at least tell us what continuity books are during the August 3rd meeting?
Yes, I will. Actually, yes, can we go ahead and put that on there? I should have a rough draft.
Okay, so continuity books, David, add that for August.
Yeah, okay.
Director Macedonio, do you have anything to talk about for non-agenda items now?
No, not yet.
Okay, and you'll be working with David, so you'll be talking about facilities on August 3rd. Director Patrick, anything for non-agenda items?
Not at this time.
Thank you. And I'd like you to bring back the idea of technology and engagement for August 3rd so that we've got some direction on that. And Lois is not here. Chair Karen Macedonio, my question is about finalizing vision and mission and values and how we're going to do that. But that will require information from Brent prior to August 3rd. Staff comments, Linda Cook.
One of the things that needed to go back on the agenda is the policy for submitting time cards and that. And I kind of worked up a policy that I was going to email you. So that should be put on the next agenda pending getting it.
Okay. And you need to be paid every 2 weeks, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to clean up June. And so on the next checks, I'll issue June. And then July, I've started my time card to go to the payroll service, HIBA brand.
Okay.
And I have the papers when I see you on Wednesday for you to sign all my paperwork.
Okay, I'll do that. But Alex, don't we with an employee, aren't we required by law to pay them every 2 weeks?
I'm not sure if that's the case. Did Motes and Hildebrand advise that?
I thought that's what they said with Tiffany, but we can clarify that. So we'll figure out that.
I thought it was just a choice thing because I was thinking it would be easier for them just to pay me the same time they pay the directors and do one payroll.
Okay, let's clarify it and figure it out. And if you'll send me whatever you've got, why then we'll okay. Figure that out. Okay, David Aranda, staff comments.
I received an email today from Jim Didion at Venice Health, and they finally obtained another quote in regard to the work improvements that were supposed to be done in their building. The quote is $17,432 for flooring and $12,818 for painting. What I don't have in front of me, and maybe Alex has a quick reference ability, is what was placed in the lease agreement with at Venice Health for the amount that we would approve up to.
Let me check that. That was in the lease and it was a cap on it.
It was
right. Do they just get one estimate and that's it?
Well,
they got the
one estimate that was written into the lease, and now they have another company. I don't know if they had additional ones over and above those two.
What are they doing for $30,000? Wow.
And I thought what was in the list was flooring only. I don't think painting was in the lease.
Okay. I'm going to, I have a hard time seeing things on my phone. Let me see if I can pull up the actual bid that he got.
I thought it was, and this is just from memory and nothing else, that when we approved the flooring, we were lining up the amount that we were offering to be similar to what we had offered for Bart's.
Yeah, that was before my time, but I thought that the dollar amount that we approved was in the $30,000 amount, but maybe I'm way off base here.
I'm thinking it was $17,300, but don't assume that I know anything. Alex, it all comes down to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to search through it here on my computer. I'm having some problems with the connection. Because we did discuss this fairly recently. Okay, I see it. Phase one property repairs and improvements. The parties agree that the landlord will pay for certain repairs and improvements currently being completed by Solutions and More, which is coordinating with tenant to complete all interior projects. The district will pay Solutions and More directly the $17,830 as listed on their invoice upon satisfactory completion. The phase one work is as follows. Replace vinyl flooring in the following rooms. blah, blah, blah. Phase two, property repairs and improvements. The parties agree the landlord will make its best efforts to commence certain property improvements within the first 18 months of the lease renewal period. The parties understand that landlord will have sole discretion and authority over selection of a contract and amount of expenditure, and landlord is not through this lease term committing to any specific amount of spending or quality of work. The phase two work will be as follows. Provide the following weather protection for patients. A, overhang in front of and to the left of the front door and waiting room. B, benches underneath overhang. 2, painting interior and exterior.
So we did agree to the painting.
We did agree to the painting.
Without a dollar amount.
Without a dollar amount. And this is the Adventist Health lease dated October 1, 2020. We have, as I understand that, sole discretion whether to approve this amount or, it seems to be on the high side, choose another. Landlord will have sole discretion authority over selection of a contract and amount of expenditure. So they've teed up a certain amount and a certain contractor, and I think the district's question is, do we accept it or choose another? It seems to put the ball in the district's court to suggest another contractor or vendor if they don't want to approve this particular one.
Well, the flooring is $400 less than what was approved, that was written into the lease agreement. So I don't think that phase one of the flooring is an issue of letting them do it.
And that's the Solutions and More.
But they didn't want to use Solutions and More. They want to use this other company, and they said they weren't happy. I don't know if the board remembers. I mentioned a few months ago that they wanted to go with a different vendor because they weren't happy with Solutions and More. And the thought process was, as long as the dollar amount didn't exceed, we were okay with that.
Oh, I see. Okay, right now, are we just discussing the phase one work then that hasn't been completed?
Well, what I'm really trying to get a feel for is how I can answer Mr. Didion. My question is there a problem with me saying there is not an issue with them going forward with the 17,000 portion of the project from this other vendor for their floors, but the board has to look at the phase two quote they got and discuss it.
And I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, excuse me. They want to paint the outside of the building also?
You know what, if you bear with me, I can get the bid here on my pad. I can't get it on my phone, so hold on a second.
Sure.
The October 2020 Adventist lease does say painting parentheses interior and exterior.
Mm. Was that October of this year? Well, we haven't gotten to that this year yet. So no. It was the old board that Correct. Approved that? Mm. Nice.
Right. So it's just as David says, it's split between, there's two commitments that the district is agreeing to undertake regarding repairs and improvements during this period of the lease extension at the landlord's expense. The phase one is the vinyl flooring, and that was all based around a certain contract at a certain price. And, you know, I agree the essence of the commitment is the amount that we're agreeing to pay. If they have a cover or an alternative, that's fine. It makes no difference to the district. The phase two is just a description of the work which is to be completed. The district has the sole authority and discretion to choose the contractor and are not making any representation regarding any particular quality of work. But I also take that to mean that if they propose a particular vendor for the phase two and the district thinks it's too much, too extravagant, the district ought to respond to that by making its own proposal. And in the end, the district has the right to choose on that phase two.
Okay. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what Mr. Didion sent me. And I'm going to read it, and then if you have any questions, but I think I see a problem right away. In regard to the vinyl flooring and such for the 17,423, they're saying a vinyl plank furnish and install with new top set base and waiting exam rooms, 1, 2, and 3 lab, including matching transitions, sheet vinyl, furnish and install Armstrong connection, Corlon, and 1 restroom with 6-inch coving and heat welding seams. That's the 17,423. The painting that's listed here says painting walls, hard ceilings, doors, and door frames. Priming is needed, painting 2 coats of finish, covering items not being painted, 12,818. So as I'm reading this now, based on what Alex just read, personally, I think so there's no misunderstanding. A number of us need to walk this project with the vendor to make sure we're comparing apples to apples.
Good idea. Who's the vendor?
It's a company, believe it or not, called Jones Lang LaSalle America, Inc. And they're right out of Portland, Oregon, where I'm sitting right now.
They're using a company out of Portland, Oregon to paint?
Well, that's what it says for name and address. And then it says CBCM Service, Inc. in Bakersfield. So I don't even understand who the...
Are they the general or something?
It's very
odd. Why would they? Well, all right.
there's a lot of questions that need answering, and that's why I wanted to have this discussion.
Okay, maybe so, David, we have to meet up with them on another Monday, or the same Monday if you want.
I'm going to contact Jim and tell him that.
Yeah. Because we have a painter in town who is well known for his quality of painting. And I would like to get him in here to give us an estimate.
Okay.
So we can compare what's going on.
Yeah, we don't know if he has the appropriate licenses or the ability to work, but we can find out.
Well, I don't know. Let's ask Alice, what do you need? What kind of license do you need just to go over there and paint the inside and the outside? Do you have to have a medical license? Do you have to have gone to Harvard for 30
years? Yeah, Harvard Law at least, okay. If not Hastings.
Yeah.
I would say you just go get the information from them. I mean, it's not, certainly better to be licensed, State Contractors Licensing Board, but I don't know that that's required for a paint job.
Yeah.
Well, if not, there's contractors in town that do the same jobs, and they are contracted, or they have contractors' licenses, or they have people working under them. So they at least
have that, Ruby.
Who I said they have a lot of people. Well, the Albert Rosales, he does a lot of the stuff here in town. Mm. He builds a lot. He did our countertops, he did our flooring, he did our carpets, he did all the painting. But he has a lot of properties here in town, and I know that he is bonded and he's licensed, and he actually has people who work under him. Okay. And then there's a couple of people, there's the Wachinskis, they're licensed and they work out of town, but I'm sure they would work in town as well.
Yeah. Well, we have, Ron Smith. He supposedly is a really good painter, but let's try to get some more, estimates.
Alex.
Yeah, I don't read too much into their address in Portland, but I think it would be very reasonable to get alternative quote. And on the phase two, in any ways, it is the district's discretion to make the choice.
That's what I was going to state. Is when we catch up with Jim and we walk and we understand we're on the same page, the contract is very specific with the flooring. That's pretty much, as long as they stay within the dollar amount, I don't think we have an issue unless there's some flakes. But in regard to the painting and the
just
other-
Just memorialize that they've chosen an alternative and that right. we've agreed to it.
Right. But in regard to the painting, that's totally at our discretion. We're not saying it won't get done, but we have control over basically who's going to do it and how much, correct?
That's how I read this term. It says it's not making any warranty regarding quality whatsoever.
Okay.
Or the amount of the expenditure. So of course, Action Proposed makes perfect sense to me. Talk to them about it. See exactly what it is that they're suggesting. And then definitely compare it to whatever alternatives come to mind. And, you know, the district will be able to make that decision.
Got it.
And we need to talk about the weather protection and the concrete pads. So maybe we can roll phase two all into one big discussion. And Alex, if you will email David a copy of that page so that we've got it in the file and we can keep referring to it.
No, it's in the file at the office.
Okay.
And if you can give us the contact information for the company you were talking about or companies.
Yes, I will. I'll send it right
to you. Email it to
I sure will.
Probably David or me or Karen and send it out there into the stratosphere.
Okay. Email it to David. That's the safest way to go. And then David, put this on the August 3rd agenda.
You got it.
Okay, so I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Director R. Macedonio. Second?
I'll second the motion.
That sounds like LaMaya. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstaining? We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.